Martha and the Vandellas, local news, timeless hits. Tom Nitter is here from the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're going to talk about the time it is to stop driving when you get old. It's a very tough topic to talk about, but we're going to hit it head on coming up in just a moment. Plus, your Scotty Summer Text to Win contest keyword is coming up as well. But right now, 7 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has just doubled tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. They will jump from 25 to 50%, which means prices on everything from canned food to beer could go up. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Small companies like Washington, D.C.'s Right Proper Brewing are preparing to grapple with higher prices. But the White House says the move will ultimately bolster domestic production. The owner of the brewery spoke to CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It goes one way and then here's something else, then here's something else. We'll figure it out, but it's painful.
The president's former advisor, Elon Musk, is bashing Mr. Trump's budget package, calling it a disgusting abomination. It's adding fuel to the fire for Republican opponents like Senator Rand Paul, who agree it's a budget buster.
They're planning on spending $5 trillion they don't have, and I'm just not for that.
The GOP's John Thune.
Republican senators are anxious to move forward, and we are going to get this done one way or the other.
There are renaming plans for some Navy ships, military bases, and geographical landmarks. One of those ships is the Harvey Milk, named for the first openly gay man to be elected to office in California. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
In addition, documents obtained by CBS to other vessels for renaming under a recommended list, and they include other prominent leaders, including Thurgood Marshall, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Harriet Tubman.
Tubman, the founder of the Underground Railroad. Police are searching for the father of three girls from Wenatchee, Washington, found dead in a campground near their dad's truck after their mother reported them missing Friday. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We suffer as a community. It has hit many of us hard. Going on 20 years, I don't think I've had a situation that has really almost prompted tears to come up.
The girl's mother says Travis Decker, who's homeless, has struggled with his mental health since he left the Army. It's still tough to breathe in parts of the Midwest because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Letitia Watkins lives in Minneapolis.
Usually I'm able to run around, jog around the lake, but today it felt a little different. There's been 5 times that I had to slow down and start to walk because the air feels very thick.
That smoke drifting east now, and air quality health advisories just been issued for New York City. When it comes to tipping, a new survey finds 41% of us think it's gotten out of control. Despite that, Bankrate's Ted Rossman says many are ponying up more.
People are not feeling great about tipping, but they're actually tipping a little better than they were last year. After steadily declining for the past 4 years, tipping is up this year.
Dow futures are up 55. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Rain has made an impact, and the smoke from Canada should be cleared out by this afternoon. Wildfires to the north and west has led to unhealthy air quality alerts across the state, with an advisory that lasts until midday today. The forecast does call for rain, but the DNR is urging people to minimize outdoor activity through the morning. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Kenosha County is home to the state's first large-scale battery storage project. We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Pack Park is now fully online. The new battery system can provide enough energy to power more than 130 homes for 4 hours. There's already a solar array at the site, which has been generating electricity since last December. Officials say the project marks a major step towards reliable, clean energy for the region. Area golfers can get back on one local course. Brightondale Links in Kenosha County has reopened following severe storm damage. Officials say the cleanup was a joint effort from the Golf Department, Parks, and the Highway Department. More money for first responders could be coming to Racine, Kenosha, and other municipalities in the state Joanne Krulatz has more.
State Republicans are proposing an increase in state payments to individual municipalities to cover the expenses of providing services like fire, law enforcement, and sanitation to state buildings. Governor Tony Evers included a $17 million increase for the Municipal Services Payments Program in his proposed biennial state budget. But Republican lawmakers are proposing a $31 million increase. They say that individual municipalities should not be on the hook to provide services to the state without proper financial reimbursement.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Reds wrapping up their three-game series today. Last night, Cincinnati winning 4-2, ending the Brewers' eight-game winning streak. Pat Murphy said the crew needed more than just a couple of hits from Christian Yelich and a solo home run shot by Sal Frelick.
Everybody's got to contribute, and we had some holes in there tonight. We only mustered up five hits or whatever we did, and that's not enough, especially when you only drew two walks, I think. You know, you got to do something else to create offense. Credit to their pitch. Their pitching staff to Hunter Green and their bullpen, and great play by Friedel at the end of the game to change the game. You play to the last pitch, and you know he made the play.
NFL OTAs, the Packers' Kenny Clark revealing he had surgery in January after playing all last season with a broken toe.
I heard it in the Brazil game.
What was the surgery? Did you have a screw put in?
Nah, I had a bunion, bone spurs. Yeah.
That's defensive end Kenny Clark with sports on Mike Clemens.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear, 52 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
There's a strange pressure to travel during summer. Are you going somewhere this summer? Why do I have to go somewhere? Well, we lived here during the horrible weather. Now that it's nice, we should go somewhere else. That makes no sense. And winter is some horrible weather, right? We're never ready for it. We're never ready for the seasons to change. Even in October, we're caught off guard. We're like, it's getting cold. What is this, every year now? But I should be used to it. I'm from the Midwest. All the memories of my childhood, it was always winter. It was winter when I was walking through slush past mounds of snow. When I was in high school, I saw a photograph of Siberia where Stalin would send Russian prisoners. It looked exactly like my hometown. Is that my bike? I asked my dad, I was like, why do we live here? Why would you stay? And he's like, well, you know, the severe winters, they really make you appreciate summer. It was at that point that I realized he was an alcoholic.
At 7:09 at WRJN, it's time for our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media. So I hope you downloaded the Civic Media app by now. If you didn't, do it. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps at the App Store. Download it. Takes a few seconds. Look for WRJN on there. Click on WRJN and text the keyword. Let's see what it is. Wednesday, 7 a.m. Grill. Grill. G-R-I-L-L. Grill. Now, I spell these out because I see some of the people who sent in the text words, and they are misspelled. So, G-R-I-L-L. Grill. That's the Scotty Summers text to win keyword from Civic Media this hour. We're playing for, let's see what we've got here today. All right, playing for a pair of Brewer Club level tickets. All right. Plus, you're in the running for the getaways to the Dells or the Door County getaway as well. All right, so a lot going on here. So it's our Scotty Summer text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app and click on WRJN and text us that word grill, G-R-I-L-L, grill, all right? So do that right now. Don't forget. Now, if in case you missed it, we'll repeat it a couple of times throughout the hour for you. The sun's rising, the coffee's perking, it wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN. All right, it's time now for our, we do this every month. It's our Racine County Staying Safe program. I get distracted here for a second. Our Racine County Traffic Safety Commission Staying Safe program. And with me this morning is Tom Nitter. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Good morning.
Good morning, Don. Good morning to the listeners out there.
You made it through the smoke and the rain.
I did.
Now, you said you didn't smell the smoke.
No. I don't, but you do. So that's all that counts, isn't it?
I will keep you safe.
Okay. I'll let you know. Remember, I was law enforcement. I was in the blue door, not the red door.
Now I'll keep you safe from the smoke. All right, now every month we talk about a different aspect of staying safe in the community, whether it be bus safety. Let's say we had drive. Let me go through some of the list here we had in the past. We had snow plows. Oh, seems like a million years away, doesn't it? Snow plow safety, rules of the road, the highway work zone safety, water and boating safety. Last month was motorcycle safety. And we had a picture here. We had one of the officers with his canine was here.
Right. Exactly. It's a good picture. Officer from Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, right. It was a good picture. Now, this is a real touchy topic. Driving in your older years. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't care. I know how to drive. Yeah, this is very, very touchy, and because I had to live through it with my mom. My dad, he knew when time was up. My mother, she kind of knew too. But it's still tough when you got to take the keys away because your eyesight starts going, your distractions, your reaction time goes. It's kind of tough. So this is a tough topic. So let's talk about this, growing older and driving.
All right. Well, you're right. This is kind of the, how they once in a while would talk about Social Security being the third rail of topics. This certainly was. How we got going in this direction was I was with a program called Racine County Triad, which was a crime prevention and safety program for older adults, senior citizens, if you will. It was started by the Racine County Sheriff's Department many years ago. And one of the topics that we came up with was how should we approach this with dealing with the older driver? Because we've got an aging population, not just here in Racine County, but, certainly the United States and actually around the world. But we wanted to approach it with some sensitivity, if you will. And a poster was developed years ago in conjunction with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. And many of the same information that we had put out probably going on 20 years ago is still prevalent today. The good thing about it is I think people are becoming more aware of this issue, and they're doing, the self-assessment, if you will. And that was the main idea behind the poster. It was not to go there and say, you have to stop driving or whatever, but no, do it yourself. Do a self-assessment, work with your family. The positive aspect is there's a lot more availability of transportation. When you're dealing with this issue, you're dealing with pride and you're dealing with independence. And nobody wants to give those things up as we age. But yet, you need to be a safe driver. We all do. Anybody that's a motorist, a pedestrian, even a person on a bicycle, there's rules of the road, and when you think about it, we're interacting with each other on a public highway. So
it is tough. And I mentioned earlier to you that my mother, she still was a good driver in her late 80s. The problem was when she took my father, who was, onset of dementia, in the car, she was very distracted by him. He would rest his hand on the gear shift, which panicked her because he would pull it. And all you need is to shove that car in reverse and the car will fall apart. And he would play with the door handle on the car. So she's very distracted. And I said, you can't do this anymore. I said, yeah, I can handle him. I said, no, you can't. Because I couldn't do it because I drove with him too. And it's full time. You got to watch him because he's pulling on things in the car. Not out of meanness. He just, bored and he's pulling on things. And I looked at the side of her car. She had a Cadillac and it was all dented up and scratched. And part of that was in the parking space of the apartment building she lived in, it was between two concrete pillars. And it was hard to park the car. Even when I parked it, you had to take a few shots at it to slide it in there. And she would get it scratched up. And I said, Mom, you're depreciating the car. Look at it. And she says, it's not that bad. I said, it's that bad. And I said, I promise you, I will drive you anywhere you want to go. You give me the call, and I will come pick you up. But you can't drive anymore, Mom. Come on. And she said, you're right. And I kept my word. When she used to call me up, she says, I have to go to the store. I'll be right over.
Well, but she was very fortunate that
I was only 5 minutes away from her.
Well,
so,
even still. But a lot of people don't have that same advantage. They may have somebody that... Typically, what I've seen is that families, sometimes when people grow up, they move away. You've got maybe one relative where they're somewhat in the area, probably within an hour's drive or whatever. I mean, the closer, the better. I mean, there are some times where eventually as families evolve and things change, you have people that, bring their parents into their own home to live with them and so forth. So, again... Like most other things in life, there's trade-offs. But one of the things you mentioned about seeing some of the nicks and dents and so forth on cars, especially on, I'll say, the passenger side of the vehicle, because people, a lot of times, one of the first things that seems to go with people is their vision. It's not as sharp as it had been, and they also can't judge distances as well as they could in their earlier years. So... Those are things that come up. One of the things we may want to direct the people to the website if they wanted to follow along. We're just going to kind of go through some of the things that we have on the poster today. But that's staying safe for Racine County. So if you Google that, you can find the poster.
And we're going to go over more of the poster coming up in a moment. Again, it's at Racine County Staying Safe. When you get there, is it .com or is it?
You can put in .com. This morning, just practice
Google,
a little bit. Yeah, just Google it, staying safe, Racine County.
Yeah, right. Staying safe, Racine County. Google it, click on staying safe, and you'll see the poster there we're talking about. And we're going to talk about signs that may be time to stop driving. That's coming up in just a moment. Hey, it's our Scotty Summers statewide text to win contest at WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Go down the list, look for WRJN on the list, and here's what you do. You type in the word grill. Now, that's only good for this hour. After that, you got to get a new keyword coming up at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. So right now, the keyword is grill. Send it to us. You're in the running for a pair of club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers, and you're also in the running for those getaways to the Dells and Door County. So download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword grill, and you're in the running. Even if you don't win the Brewer tickets, you're still in the running for the getaways to Door County and also the Dells. So do it now, all right, before you forget. You only got till 8 o'clock to do it. It's only this hour, and we'll keep reminding you throughout the hour, okay? Right now, it's time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The King of the Hill actor who provided the voice for character John Redcorn has been killed in a shooting. TMZ reports that Jonathan Joss was found at the side of a road, shot several times. First responders tried life-saving measures, but pronounced him dead at the scene. Sources say Joss was shot by a neighbor after a disagreement. Police did track down the shooter within a few minutes. Joss played Redcorn from season 2 to season 13 of the hit animated show. Jonathan Joss was 59 years old. The Penguin's secret crush is no longer a secret. Danny DeVito
show had a good old-fashioned showbiz crush on Catwoman. The Twins star said when he was in Batman Returns, he had the hots for co-star Michelle Pfeiffer. DeVito sat down with Colin Farrell, also known for his role as the Penguin, on Variety's Actors on Actors podcast, where the two traded Batman stories. DeVito said Pfeiffer was his secret crush. DeVito says he lusted after her and loved her. Lucky girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
That's me like a beach whale on the beach. the dad bod. We have Tom Ditter here. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. Every month we come in and we talk about a new poster. And this time it's older drivers. And this is a tough topic with me because I went through it with my mother. Not my dad. My dad just said, I'm not driving. He didn't want to drive anymore. He just said, I'm done. I don't want to do it. I've been driving all my life. My mother was a little different case, but she gave up the keys willingly when I explained to her everything. And some people aren't willing to give up those keys, though. Yeah, it's not.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're taking away independence.
You are. But again, as I mentioned, there's more options today other than just relying upon your family or the next door neighbor or something like that. I mean, you can even call up or, you know, groceries can be delivered. And
that's
so
the big
forth.
Thing now. Yeah. They'll drop it off right at your doorstep. Everything can be delivered today.
Exactly.
Just make one call and they'll deliver it. Science, it may be time to stop driving. Now, this is only for older people. If you have older parents, but listen to this. This is important now because you don't think about it because your parents have been driving you everywhere since you're a little toddler and you can't imagine them not driving you. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, for the people that are able to log on and look at the poster either now or later, significant changes in health or medication. I do want to say some people don't realize that, but even people that are not older drivers, sometimes if you get a new medication for something, it could impair your driving. So just be aware of that with things. And certainly, you know, most people think of, okay, the obvious things like if you're driving under the influence of alcohol or, you know, marijuana or something like that. But, I mean, you can take certain medications that are legally prescribed to you that can affect your driving ability. So just be aware of that regardless of your age, but especially for older people. Some things like, you know, surprised by other drivers or pedestrians, like, oh, where did they come from? Well, that can happen to anybody, but if you notice it on a regular basis, something to keep in mind. Have near misses or minor accidents. Again, none of these things exclusively mean it's time to, you know, give up the driver's license, but something to be aware of. Something that may happen pretty commonly is, comments other people, especially your family members that maybe you're giving a ride to, they start commenting on their driving, or they won't say anything, but they'll say to their brother or sister, boy, dad, really, his driving ability has really declined. So, you know, and that may be the first source of even the, if you will, the children being aware of what's happening, you know, with their families. Problems reading road signs. Again, vision changes as we age. Other drivers honk at you, blow the horn, do other hand gestures or whatever. Maybe that's something to be aware of. And here's a big one. This actually happened to my father, getting lost in familiar areas. He had some property that he would literally drove to for 50 years. And there was one day where it's like, geez, I'm not quite sure, where I'm going type of thing. Now, he compensated for a short period of time with like a GPS system. Okay, he was still a good driver and so forth, but that was one of the first red flags that came up to us for the family.
You know, I feel terrible. I want to just cry listening to this because it's so sad when you got to do this kind of thing. And people say, well, my eyesight's fine. Well, you know what? It's not only you, but the poor other souls on the road You know, you may take out your car, but you don't want to take out somebody else at the same time.
Well, I've said to people over the years, and then maybe that would be a motivator for people to really, again, do the self-assessment and have the hard talk with the family or whatever. You know, nobody in their right mind should want to injure or kill somebody else as a, you know, motorist, pedestrian, bicyclist, what have you. And, you know, I would remind people that you're better off pulling out early than staying too long where disaster can happen.
You know? People honking at you, too. That's another one.
It is, especially if you start, you know, doing some unsafe lane deviations or cutting people off or whatever. I mean, the horn is not, you know, meant to, you know, you blow the horn and you wave because you're saying hello to your neighbor. It's actually a safety device, so people should be aware of that.
Talking to Tom Ditter, he is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about staying safe, older drivers this morning. We've got more to talk about with Tom coming up in just a moment. Kind of a touchy topic, but we're going to talk about it this morning and get it out of our system. It's 7:25, and it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, our statewide contest here at Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. And what I want you to do is look for WRJN on that list of, what do we own here, about 500 radio stations. Look up for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword, grill. Look at that. I couldn't remember what it was. I just said it a minute ago. Grill. Grill. G-R-I-L-L. Text it to us, and you'll be in the running for a pair of Brewer Club level tickets. If you don't win the Brewer tickets, you're still in the running for the getaways to Door County and the Wisconsin Dells. Grill, text it to us right now. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. Hey, right now I got the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, brought to you every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Rest of the story. The angel of death came in through the closed door. At least it seemed to, like a yellowish mist crawling over the floor, then filling the room. The family inside the apartment fled to the street in panic, but the crawling mist was everywhere, like an expanding darkness that swallowed cars and buildings and blotted out street lamps, extinguished neon signs, making the world slowly disappear. A few doors down, in the movie theater, the same darkness silently engulfed itself, creeping down the aisles, engulfing theater goers in their seats, obscuring the movie screen. The projectionist shut down the projector and ran. And then the dying began. One neighbor and then another, then 100, all through the long, lonely, terror-filled night. Next morning, when the sun should have come up, it did not. For by then, the relentless darkness had spread throughout the city. A few automobiles slowly navigated the boulevards and byways, headlights ablaze, still invisible to one another. They collided. Dozens of ambulances carefully probed the persistent gloom like ghost ships adrift on a midnight sea. To keep them from running aground, assistants walked ahead, waving cautiously, and the death toll continued to rise. By early afternoon, the yellow blackness had enshrouded a 20-mile circle. It was lurking in every dimension within it. Trains sat cold and stiff on their tracks. No airplanes flew overhead. Pedestrians formed human chains, groping their way through the lethal, inexorable, palpable presence among them. People and animals collapsed and died where they stood, in the roads, in their homes, everywhere. And hospitals overflowed. And another day passed. Still no sign of its passing in the sky. And finally, on the fourth day of its onslaught, the dark angel slowly retreated. 4,000 citizens had perished in its wake. Another 4,000 would die of medical complications in the days to come as a result of the visitation. For this is the rest of the story. The invading enemy was air pollution.
air pollution. Extraordinary weather conditions during those dreadful December days in 1952 trapped poisonous smoke and fumes until they had inundated the entire city outdoors and indoors. And so terrible was the price that the citizens rose up and wrote and ratified that nation's milestone Clean Air Act 4 years later. So one seldom sees anymore the trademark atmosphere for which the city had been famous since Dickens lived there. The romanticized industrial waste that once lingered so heavily in the air. It had such a lovely ring to it before the lover turned killer. London fog. London fog. But now and forevermore, when you hear the phrase, you'll recall what it really was. And sometimes still is. And what it did to Londoners 4 decades ago. Because now you know the rest of the story.
And we have another rest of the story coming up. Not today because we have Brewer baseball on, but normally at 7:25 in the morning and also at 12:05 with Dan Marcus in the afternoon. At 7:30 at WRJN.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
And good morning, 7:31. Let's check local news, see what's going on. Here's
from
Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeastern Wisconsin is now home to the state's first large-scale battery storage facility. We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Park in Kenosha County is now fully operational. The site's new battery system stores enough electricity to power more than 130,000 homes for 4 hours. Solar panels at that site have been working since last December. We Energies is leading the project with partners involved, including Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric. The Racine Zoo's newest little striped friend needs a name. A yet-to-be-named zebra was born in April to mom Promise and dad Obi. The zoo wants people to submit name ideas through today, with a name announced later tonight. There's more about how to get involved on the Racine Zoo's website. Stay away from the mouth of the pike. Since 1985, 8 people have died near the mouth of the Pike River in Kenosha, where hidden currents make the water extremely dangerous. There are lots of posted warnings. With warmer temperatures, officials are urging everyone to read the signs and choose safer places to swim. The statewide air quality advisory is set to expire at midday today. Rain is helping to clear things out. Officials are expecting the smoke from the Canadian wildfires to be out of here by this afternoon. Until then, the DNR is still urging everyone to limit outdoor activity. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The average Wisconsin farm probably doesn't think much about artificial intelligence impacting their farming operation, but if you're a cattle producer, it already has. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says last week there was an information breach that hit social media, a false report about screwworm in the United States that turned into a downturn immediately for cattle prices.
Actually, last week on Tuesday, we had a false article get posted on the internet and came out through the socials that screwworm was found in cattle in Missouri. And they just dropped the market that day just with that concern what would happen to consumer demand, things of that nature. It took about an hour, and then the USDA came out and said, this isn't our report, this is not true, and the media outlets who had it on their website pulled it because it was just a perfect copy of what a USDA press release would look look like.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says with the advent of even more AI-generated information, he's worried that trying to understand or vet what is accurate information versus inaccurate information is going to become a big challenge for trading firms. Markets in overnight electronic trade, not looking too bad so far. Numbers are next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese dropped 3 to 184. 40-pound block cheese down a penny and three quarters, 193 and three quarters, while butter dropped a penny to 250 a pound. This morning, the July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 17, 1905 a hundredweight. July corn's up 2, December new crop up 2 right now at 441. July soybeans up a penny, November new crop up a penny, currently at 1022. July wheat's unchanged at 536 a bushel. That's just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Wednesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. And yeah, we'll still be dealing with a little of that Canadian wildfire smoke today as well. 62 our high. Tonight, clear, 52 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less smoky with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Hello, New York! It's great to be here. I'm a Jersey girl myself. I grew up there as a latchkey kid. You guys know what that is? It's like a legal term for neglect. Only when I was growing up, we didn't have all these things like the beepers and the cell phones and the answering machines. I was my parents' answering machine. Hello? No, I'm sorry, my mom isn't here right now. I mean, she's in the shower. This was our elaborate security system. When will she be out of the shower? Around 11:30. She's very dirty.
All right. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest here at Civic Media and WRJN. Download the Civic Media app now. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations there. Click on it and text this keyword this hour. It's grill, G-R-I-L-L. Let me double check that. Yeah, it's grill, all right. G-R-I-L-L. And we're playing for some Brewers tickets, club-level Brewers tickets this hour. Whether you win the tickets or not, you're still in the running for the getaways to the Dells or Door County. So, yeah, it's a lot of prizes here. So download the Civic Media app, and what you do is look for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword grill, and you'll be in the running for all these great prizes. And it's only in this hour, the word grill. At 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., you get different keywords. So keep listening, all right?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Tom Ditter, Vice Chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, is with me this hour. We come in every month, or you send somebody in every month. We get somebody here. And we're talking about different topics of interest to people in Racine County and really everywhere. I mean, these are good, except for the boating one, I guess, in Kansas. Out in
probably have some waterway.
Okay, I guess, yeah,
to,
right. Yeah. But we're talking about lakes. Now we're talking about older drivers. And it's not only taking the keys away. It's, you know, when you should know when you should get a new pair of glasses, when you should get your hearing checked, things like that, because you got to hear this stuff, too. I was in an incident where I was driving on Spring Street, and we were coming up to the Highway 31 on Spring. And it was during the winter. And the woman on the left of me was an older driver, and she was just slowly coming into my lane. Well, I had nowhere to go. There was a big mound of snow, so I drove over into the snowbank, and she never even noticed me, and I was window to window with her because I was looking at her. She never even knew I was next to her, and she just kept going. And I didn't slam the horn on because I didn't want to panic her, but I drove into the snowbank, and it was an older lady, and she just didn't realize there was a car next to her. And luckily, it was me and not somebody who slammed into her. I was able to just drive off into the snow. Even the guy behind me honked the horn at me. He said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I just, you know, don't want to crash my car." So we're talking about older drivers. And as a police officer, you probably had a lot of dealings with them. When you had to pull people over, did you ever have to tell? And you look at them and you say, "You shouldn't be driving anymore." But you won't say that. Or did you?
Not necessarily. You know, from a statistical standpoint, actually the drivers that we had a lot of contact with were those between like 17 and 25 years of age.
17, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because they know
I'm
all
sure
the rules.
Insurance companies would you know, bear this out in terms of likelihood of crashes and things like that. But if you look at it statistically, the older drivers are actually fairly safe considering, you know, the entire age group. They're probably involved in half the crashes versus the 17 to 25-year-olds. But there is something, there was a provision that both law enforcement people have and physicians have where a report can be sent to DMV for the DMV to get involved in a person's life to bring them in for either medical testing or
could they do
in
that?
Some cases a road. Yeah, and that's existed for a long, long time. I don't know how frequently that happens, but there is certainly the ability to do that. Just be aware that right now, at least in the state of Wisconsin, there's no special testing, perhaps, you know, in terms of road testing or that you have to have your vision checked more frequently or whatever. It's still the burden, but responsibility is still with the motorists. But keep in mind that may be changing. I know Illinois just had something where they were looking to say, well, you know, at age 75, we require a road test for people that they have to go out with a examiner, kind of like the way you did when you first got your driver's license. You know, and some states go with more frequent vision testing. That seems to be the real key is with vision testing and then the ability to understand commands and you know, remember what you're doing.
Well, I like this section because I just learned something here that I never knew before, that a report from a physician can cancel your driver's license.
Yes.
I never knew that.
It can be. And that may be the way that the family will, you know, perhaps interact with a physician. The whole idea behind this is to keep everybody safe, all the motorists, everybody on the highway. You know, certainly your loved one, you know, but nobody wants to see anybody get hurt here. And we'd rather have people, again, work with their family, do the self-assessment, if you will. It's a matter of pride and independence, but you know, if you notice that there's problems developing, be assertive about it. Do it on your terms, you know, as best you can. So, there's some things that we talk about, you know, and some of these apply to people with any age. You know, have a safer trip, you know, avoid poor conditions. Yeah, if it's a snowstorm coming up, well, regardless of your age, maybe that's not the day to go out driving. Pick well-marked, lighted routes with easy parking. Avoid left turns with no traffic signal. That's one thing. I think older drivers may be a little bit more involved in more of those intersection-type crashes, if you will, where there is no left turn arrow or whatever, and they make the left turn what they what they call in law enforcement, you know, making the turn without yielding the way while making a left turn. Drive the posted speed limits. You know, if you're really slow, you can be a hazard as well. Especially keep that in mind with, like driving on the freeway and so forth. There are minimum speed limits for that reason. Use seat belts on all trips. Adjust seats and mirrors for good visibility. Again, most people don't do that. I mean, if you're borrowing a car or something, you may get in and adjust a seat or whatever. But I notice sometimes for me, it seems like the mirror will just cant a little bit differently and have to take a look and, you know, readjust it or something. That applies at any age. And again, consider using alternative transportation for longer or unfamiliar trips. Not a bad idea. In today's world, though, we've got the advantage with, you know, GPS and you know, things like that.
And Uber drivers.
Yeah.
That's something we never had before.
And now locally, Uber drivers, Lyft, transportation needs. I'm going to put a plug in for the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. I believe that they keep tabs on what transportation would be available for older adults, whether it be for medical transport or for, you know, getting in the store, shopping, what have you.
And Uber drivers will take you anywhere you want to go.
They certainly will. As long as you got that active credit card, you can go to New York City if you want.
That's right. They don't care.
So are you going back home, Don? Or?
I never took an Uber.
Oh, okay.
Because I drive. You know, I never took one. I'm growing up in the city, I used to take cabs all the time. But
Sure.
You know.
Well, even that, yeah, that whole industry has changed. I recently went down to the Orlando, Florida area. Yeah, with a friend of mine, and we relied exclusively on Uber down there because it was expensive to get a rental car, and for what we were planning to do, wasn't worth it. So the few places we went, we used Uber, and it was very, very convenient.
Yeah, I just have a problem giving out my credit card to people I don't know. I know. That's just me.
It's secure.
I know.
You know, but
that's just me. Tom Ditter, who is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, is talking with us this hour. Every month we have a new poster we're talking about. This time it is older drivers. To get to the poster, just Google Staying Safe Racine County. And am I right there? Staying Safe Racine County?
You are right. And we're also, let's make mention that we're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Look at you branching out into the future.
Well, I tell you,
Facebook is hardly the future.
That was quite a topic that we had at the end of last year about how do we relaunch this program. Because, this had been around for years and years and years. And I give you credit for reaching out to us and saying, hey, can we get this, we get this going?
You know where it started? I found a wallet here in front of the radio station. It had credit cards and everything in it. And I said, well, I got to get this to somebody. So when I got off the air, I ran over to the police station and I said, I found this. And while I'm waiting for them to come to me, there's a poster from years gone by, still on the wall. And the information's still good on it. It doesn't matter when it's from. And I said, I wonder if they do this anymore. And that's where the idea came from, of finding that wallet there on the street. And,
Well, we're glad to be back. We're glad to be both on the air and back, if you will, now in electronic form.
Okay, it's our Scotty. We'll have more with Tom just coming up in just a second here. It's our Scotty. And one more time, I'm going to tell you this, and that's it. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest from Civic Media. What I need you to do is download the Civic Media app right now. Look for WRJN after you do that. And just click the keyword this hour. Type it in, grill, G-R-I-L-L. And send it to us, and you'll be in the running for a couple of Brewers club-level seats. Whether you win those or not, you're still in the running for the grand prizes, a Door County getaway, and a Wisconsin Dells getaway. So what I want you to do is download the Civic Media app, look for WRJN, and text that keyword grill to us, and do it right now.
Today's big deal of the day, Just Brew It in Union Grove. This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad, June 15th from 8 to noon, while supplies last. Start a new family tradition. Bring dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest. presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Collect new Brewers swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on July 8th for a special shirt by Lost Files Clothing. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
We have a few minutes. Tom Ditter is here. He is the vice chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We're talking about older drivers this month, and you can check it out. If you just Google Staying Safe Racine County, you'll find it there. Click on it, and you'll see all the topics we've talked about since this has been revived, and a lot of good topics. This one's a real important one, though, because it's tough. If you have older parents, you know, if your parents aren't going to make the decision to stop driving, you're going to have a sit-down with them and kind of explain it. Sometimes it's nice. Like my mother said, yeah, here are the keys. I don't care. And sometimes they fight it out and they say, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I have a feeling I'm going to be one of those people. They're going to take the keys away from me one day. Oh, I know what I'm doing. You know, as I'm cast on my leg, my arm's in a sling and the car's all banged up. I know what I'm doing. Let's talk about the biggest risk areas out there now.
Well, again, some of these things I think are maybe more of a challenge, if you will, for older drivers, because vision goes, hearing goes. Or it may, and flexibility. You know, people just can't turn around as completely as they can. Some of that has been compensated with. You've got I don't know if you can get a vehicle now without a backup camera on it, and there's different safety features now on cars that certainly will help in terms of if you're driving down the road and you start to deviate a little bit, a light will go on or what have you. But some of the areas that we've identified, backing up and parking, following too close, tailgating, well, that's an issue regardless of age. Yielding the right of way or merging. Again, when you and I started driving, Don, there was less vehicles on the road.
There were horses in front of
them. Yeah, yeah. I came by a covered wagon, actually.
Horses were pulling the cars in here.
but all seriousness, left turns. Again, that can happen to anybody at any age, but just be aware. you know, because of things and reflexes.
Backing out of driveways on busy streets.
Yeah.
Because I live on a busy street, and when people park, especially the SUVs, you can't see around them, so you got to edge out real slowly and hope nobody crashes into you.
Yeah. Well, you might consider when you park your vehicle in your driveway, you know, maybe start backing in so that you can pull out straight into traffic. You'll have the view.
Look at you, Mr. Help.
Okay. That's what we're here for. That's what WRJN represents, Don.
Mr. Helper.
And then, of course, heavy traffic. Yeah. In your case, I'd recommend the Uber, but that's
thank
right.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. but one other thing, in all seriousness, you know, we want you to drive a safe vehicle safely. So keeping your vehicle tuned up with scheduled maintenance and, mechanics and checking fluids and all that stuff. It's important.
Especially on the interstate where most of it's now 70 miles an hour. And if you go too slow, you're as much as a traffic hazard as the speeder is because people now want to get around you. So if you're on the interstate, it's a speed limit of 70 and you're going 55, that's pretty dangerous.
It can be. And actually, I heard that there are several law enforcement agencies that take that into account in that as long as traffic is moving, even if someone is going above the speed limit, they won't try to intervene because otherwise it can be a danger. So
I'm glad you said that because when I first got my permit when I was 17, my dad said, let's go on the LIE, the Long Island Expressway. I said, I don't know if I'm ready for that. He said, you better be ready for what's going on. So I was going slow, and he said, keep up with the flow of traffic. I said, but I'm going the speed limit. He said, keep up with the flow of traffic, or you're going to cause an accident because these people are all moving at a certain speed, and you can't slow down, or they're going to try to pass you and cause an accident. So I always remember that. Keep up with the flow of traffic.
You have to do that, and I realize it's somewhat counter, versus, okay, the speed limit says 55. Well, even if you're driving there, you're going to find that even if you're doing 55 or maybe even 60 or something like that, you're going to have people passing you and so forth. Just, be aware of that. And that, I think, comes into where, trip planning. There are some people that they try to avoid the interstate and high-speed driving as much as they can. They stay on state roads or city roads or whatever, so.
Let's get to our last couple of topics here. Tuning up your car, tuning up yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And really, as you have that conversation with family members about things, have your eyes checked regularly. Do flexibility exercises. Doesn't mean you gotta, go out there and do, physical training at 6 o'clock in the morning in your front yard, unless you really want to. But I mean, just enough where, you're reasonably able to turn to the left and right and get the complete view as you can. There's driver refresher courses available through AAA and AARP. Staying mentally active is very important. We talked about one of the topics where people start getting lost in familiar areas. Well, that may be an indication of dementia or Alzheimer's developing. So staying mentally active is important. Part of driving a vehicle is decision making. So the sharper your mind is, the better off you're going to be. And again, I'm going to put a plug out for our local Aging and Disability Resource Center. They've got information in terms of some of these topics that we talked about, especially transportation resources that you might be able to utilize. And just drive a safe car safely. Be responsible about it. Again, age alone is not the end all in terms of things. It's more of, what behavior you're exhibiting and are you safe and do you have peace of mind? If you start getting to the point in the age where it's like, okay, I made the adjustments. I don't drive at night anymore. I go to, if I'm going shopping, I always go to the intersection that has traffic signals so I can pull out onto the road again, what have you. If you start doing all these compensations on things and you still feel uncomfortable, well, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for you to initiate the conversation with your family or your physician and go from there.
I feel terrible doing this topic. Because I know you're taking away people's freedoms. But
well, not necessarily.
And independence.
We're taking away their transportation.
I know, but a lot of people think that is their independence and freedom. I know it, and it's the right thing to do. I know it is because I had to do it, and I knew when it was time. And, I was very fortunate. My mother knew when it was time. She didn't fight me out of the hall. She said, okay.
Well, you're fortunate. My stepmother was driving probably a little bit longer than she should have. And I think to save face, she said she voluntarily, you know, gave up her keys in the car and all that. And we ended up with people assisting them in terms of driving them around. But she said to me, well, she could still keep driving, but her physician said no, because your mobility isn't what it, you know, she was using a walker and said, you know, if a car stalls out in the intersection, how are you going to get out of there safely and everything? So that was her.
Okay, that's good.
You know, her reason for stopping. At least it allowed her to save face and again, you know, claim that she had some independence on it, which is good. So I give her credit.
We're going to podcast this. So if you missed any part of it, you'll hear the podcast either late today or early tomorrow. We'll have it up there at wherever you get your podcast from. Tom Ditter, Vice Chair of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We'll do it again next month. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
Thank you.
John.
You're a good man. Thank you very much, my friend. 8 o'clock on the nose now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brace for higher prices for everything from cars and trucks to a can of soup. President Trump's just hiked tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum in a bid to boost domestic production. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports from the White House.
They doubled this morning from 25% to 50%. At Right Proper Brewing in Washington, D.C., owner Thor Cheston expects each beer can to soon cost even more.
If it truly is going to be 50% increase in the cost of our aluminum, we just can't afford it.
The wife and five children of the Egyptian man facing hate crime and murder charges for allegedly throwing fireballs at Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado.